Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the epistle reading taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians in the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 10. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need. For I have learned, in whatever situation I am, to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. There once was a rich man who was disturbed to find a fisherman just sitting beside his boat. "Why aren't you out there fishing?" he asked. "Oh, because I've caught enough fish for today," said the fisherman. "Why don't you catch more fish than you need?" the rich man asked. "What would I do with them?" "You could earn more money," came the impatient reply, "and buy a better boat so you could go deeper and catch more fish. You could purchase nets, catch even more fish, make more money. Soon you'd have a fleet of boats and be rich like me." The fisherman asked, "Then what would I do?" "Well, you could sit down and enjoy life," the rich man said. "What do you think I'm doing now?" the fisherman replied. Which way do you lean? Towards the rich man or the fisherman? Today we have the chance to think about one of the hidden values of the Christian faith. That hidden value is contentment. Do you know the secret of being content, of being thankful for what you have? In our epistle lesson, St. Paul was writing to the congregation in Philippi, and near the end of his letter, this is what he says, "I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Paul can be content because he has Jesus and Jesus has him. Now, before I said contentment was a hidden value, what I mean is that contentment is countercultural. It's the opposite of how we are trained to think. Have you ever heard an advertisement that begins like this? "What you have right now is okay. You really don't need anything else." Of course not. We are plugged into a consumer culture that is constantly trying to convince you that you won't really be happy, you won't really be fulfilled until you have this or that. What you've got isn't good enough, and you aren't good enough unless you get more or bigger or better. We've been taught to always want bigger, better, newer, and human nature happily complies. But let me just ask you one question. Has the chase after more made you happy yet? God knew that we needed to be saved. Saved from ourselves, saved from our own out-of-control desires, for more. That's one of the reasons Jesus became one of us. He came to live perfectly, and his perfect life was all about giving, not receiving. And that's why he sacrificed his life on the cross, because no bigger or better payment that we could come up with could possibly pay off the debt of sin. And that's why he came back to life, to give you life, his life that is free, free from the exhausting chase after more stuff. In Christ, you truly have all things. And it was this very connection to Christ Jesus that enabled Paul to say, I can handle having plenty of stuff. And I can handle not having much stuff at all. Because either way, I have Jesus and Jesus has me, Christ at the center of life. That's the secret. So what does that look like? What is that life that flows from Jesus? Well, through the adoption of baptism and the gift of faith, you become a friend and family member of Almighty God. He shares his riches with you. And unlike worldly wealth, the things that God gives you, you can take with you. Not only that, he gives you identity, which is what so much of the chase after stuff is really about. But God defines you as his own child. You no longer have to define yourself by what you buy or how new it is or how expensive it is. Instead of running after those things, you are free to run after Christ. Content with what you have, content with who you are. You can run after things like faith, godliness. Content with the identity that God has given you, you can pursue things like love, endurance, service. It's right for you to want these things because they will actually satisfy you. They will actually fill you up. Pursue the way of Jesus. Let Christ break the cycle of always wanting more that controls our thinking. And enjoy life that flows from Jesus in that baptismal and faith connection to him. And when you do that, you may learn that contentment is right under your nose. There is a story about the millionaire William Randolph Hearst. There he is. He invested a fortune in collecting art treasures from around the world. And one day he heard about this valuable artifact. He just had to have it. So he sent his agent abroad to look for it. After months of searching, the agent finally found the treasure. And to the surprise of Hearst, this priceless masterpiece was stored right in his own warehouse. He'd been searching all over the world for a treasure he already owned. In God's great design, you may already have what you thought you wanted. Let Jesus take off the more goggles so you can look around in a new way at your life. What riches you have. What love you've been shown. And all of those riches, all of that love given in hopes that you will be drawn to the giver. That you will be overwhelmed by his generosity. that you will learn to be generous like Him and find contentment in the One who gives us all strength. Let's pray. Almighty God, we pray that through Your Word today, You would challenge and encourage us. By Your Holy Spirit, help us to learn true contentment that is found in Jesus Christ alone. All of our running after things, all of our chasing after relationships, people, whatever it is, we can be perfectly and fully filled when we look to Your cross, when we see what You gave up in order to gain us. And with that as the core of our life, we can handle plenty, we can handle little, we can handle times of great blessing, we can handle times of great testing. Because we have You, Lord Jesus, and You have us. We pray it in Your name. Amen.